Just a reminder about how the Mass ends tonight. After communion, we'll have a procession with the Blessed Sacrament throughout the church to our altar of repose over here. And then we'll have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament here in the church until midnight. You're welcome to stay as long as you like. We'll do night prayer from the Liturgy of the Hours at 9:15 if anyone wants to stick around to pray night prayer. Just ask that whenever you decide to leave, just ask that you leave in silence tonight. Like, I wouldn't even talk until you get into your car. Just say that silence of the Easter Triduum, which has begun this holy night. I want to tell you a story about a good friend of mine, Father Luke Marquard. He's one of my classmates from seminary. And Father Luke tells a story about when he was a little kid and how he loved when his dad would take him to a Twins game at the Metrodome. And he talks about how his favorite part about going to a Twins game as a little kid was when he got to leave the Metrodome. Now, for those of you who remember the Metrodome, you know leaving the Metrodome was super cool, especially if you're a kid. Because you walked out those eggs, that huge like gust of air that like pushed you out the door. That whoosh. It was a pretty cool thing. Even for an adult, it's kind of cool experience. And so Father Luke tells a story about his little kid, he's probably like second grade. His dad takes him to a Twins game. The game's over and he's all excited for his favorite part. But his dad tells him, now stay with me. There's a lot of people there. Stay close to me. And as he gets out into the concourse, he's just so excited to get to the exit and to feel the whoosh of the air. So he runs off from his dad in his excitement. And he exits out the door, and that huge like gust of air almost picks him up on his feet and carries him outside. And he's just on cloud nine, literally. And then he gets outside, and he realizes, uh-oh, where's my dad? And then as people are pouring out of the exits by the dozens, he starts to get a little nervous, a little afraid. Because he realizes in that moment that he's lost, that he's alone. That feeling of being lost, alone, the fear of that does not end at childhood. One of the hardest things that we sometimes experience as human beings is that feeling of being lost or being alone. Nobody's with me. Nobody knows me. What's my meaning? What's my purpose? I feel lost. That's a hard thing for anybody to go through. After the resurrection, and right before Jesus ascended back to heaven, he gave his disciples one of his final promises. He said to them, "Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." I'm with you always. He promised it, that he would always be with us. How does Jesus fulfill that promise to be with us always? The greatest way he does that is what we celebrate tonight. That on the night before he died, he gave his disciples, he gave the church her greatest gift, the gift of his presence with us in this oh most special way, in the Holy Eucharist, in his precious body and precious blood, so that his disciples all throughout the centuries would know, if I'm close to the Eucharist, I'm close to Jesus, and I'm not alone. A few weeks ago, I was on my annual silent retreat. Each year I go down to a Benedictine Abbey in Atchison, Kansas, on the campus of Benedictine College. And one of the things I like to do anytime I travel is go visit other churches. And one of the monks there who was hosting me, I was asking, I said, hey, are there any churches that I haven't seen in the area? And he said, hey, there's this one little country church I think you might want to check out. It's about a half hour away. I said, sure, that sounds fun. So one day I got in my car and I drove about a half hour, and there I am in the middle of northeast Kansas, just the cornfields, nothing around, and I see in the distance on the horizon this little church, built in the late 1800s, very similar to our historic church, but no town ever built up around that one. And just by happenstance, someone happened to be there, a prisoner dropping off something. I told him I'm a Catholic priest, and this person let me in, and then they left. And as I walked into this beautiful, small country church in the middle of nowhere, Kansas, not a soul around, probably for miles, I looked up at that high altar, and I saw a candle burning. And I knew in that moment what I knew every time I walk into a Catholic church. Even though I'm in this small country church, in the middle of nowhere, not a soul around, in that church, I was not alone. Because I knew in that tabernacle up there on that altar, Jesus Christ was there with me. I knew that God loved me, that He had a plan for my life, that He'd always be with me. My friend, Father Luke, little kid, outside the Metrodome that day, scared, lost, alone, doesn't know what to do. Then all of a sudden he says this like idea popped in his head. It's like an inspiration from the Holy Spirit, a word that came to his mind, and it was, put yourself in a place where you can be found. Put yourself in a place where you can be found. And so he starts looking around, and he sees kind of right outside, there's this, concrete wall about, yay high. And he was able to get on the railing and kind of climb up and stand on this concrete railing. And now he's standing up above the crowd, and he stood right there because he knew, I'm now visible. And he knew that his dad would find him. And he just stood there. And lo and behold, a few minutes later, he sees his dad coming through the crowd, and he shouts out his name. He says, Luke! He says, Dad! And he jumps down, and he gives his dad a big hug. When you're lost, put yourself in a place where you can be found. For us, as disciples of Jesus, if I ever feel lost in this life, if I ever feel alone in this life, then run to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. You find a tabernacle, you find an adoration chapel, and you go and sit there. And in that moment, be reminded of what's true. That here, in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, the greatest gift that Jesus left the church, the gift of his very self. When you sit there in his presence, you're not alone. You're loved. You have meaning. You have purpose. There with Jesus, you'll always be found.